7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Verbal blasting back and forth between President Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom among several Democrats angry at the president, sending hundreds of Marines and thousands of National Guard troops to protests of immigration raids in Los Angeles. The president.
I think it would have been a very bad situation. It was heading in the wrong direction. It's now heading in the right direction.
Referencing talk by some officials of arresting Gavin Newsom for trying to obstruct law enforcement, the California governor.
Just get it over with. Arrest me. Move on.
Governor on the Midas Touch podcast. The L.A. protests spreading, demonstrations last night in Dallas and Austin, Texas. Few details so far of several people killed at a school in the Austrian city of Graz today, says the Interior Ministry. Several dead and injured, but they say that the gunman is dead. Firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on the Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss accuses the Evers administration of lying about the budget. Governor Tony Evers said in a statement Republicans refused to agree to meaningful investments as negotiations broke down. WISN-TV's Up Front, Voss says Republicans are willing to make investments, just not the amount Evers wants. A motion hearing in the Chippewa Falls Lily Peters homicide has been rescheduled. The Chippewa County judge in the case had an illness necessitating the Monday hearing being rescheduled for a later date. That comes just days after the court ruled to seal records on behalf of 17-year-old defendant Carson Peters Berger. And UW Stevens Point will explore the sale of alcoholic beverages at hockey and basketball games. Pointer's athletic director Brad Duckworth said it would mean a new revenue stream and bring a measure of control to consumption during games. Duckworth says approvals from the university and the city are still needed.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the mid 80s. Scattered thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:04. You all are having a good day so far. Time for a little Pink. Raise your glass, maybe a little early for that on Max FM.
I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m., turn the radio up. us. So raise your glass if you are wrong in all the right ways. On the underdogs, we will never be anything but loud and nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass. Slam, slam, oh hot damn! What part about it don't you understand? Wish you just freak out. Should be locked up right on the spot. It's so on right now. Party crasher, panty snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? That sucks. So if you're too school for cool, and you treat it like a fool, you can choose to let it go. We can always party on our own.
We know we can't please everyone.
I mean, we're not tacos.
99.7 Max FM.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Places they will never find. We can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. Oh, we can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, save the dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, we're never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, everybody's making.
dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant going on 6:11 on Tuesday morning. Men without hats, safety dance. I'm always safe when I'm dancing because you know what? I'm never dancing. And guess what? I won't even try to dance right now because it would not even go well, I think. Tried dancing last week and I ended up in a sling. Let's just leave it at that this morning. So, yes, still no updates on that. That's a Reader's Digest version on that. We're still waiting on results. And, yeah, it'd be nice to know something so we can figure out all the other next steps. But it is what it is. Let's take a look at that weather forecast today. Mostly sunny, a high of 76. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 61. On Wednesday, a chance of sprinkles. Mostly sunny, a high of 82. On Thursday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm to start our morning. And those will continue into the afternoon, mostly cloudy with high of 73. Friday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high of 71. On Saturday, I've had people asking me, so we're going to start looking at it. We have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 75. Currently, 53 degrees and cloudy outside the Max FM studios. As I'm taking a look out here at downtown Baraboo, pretty quiet. See a couple of cars on Oak Street this morning, so I'm assuming they're getting their baked goods this morning. That's my best guess this morning. So, yes, good way to start the day as always. Otherwise, yeah, calm winds. The trees are not moving, but the grass is green and flowers are in full bloom on the courthouse square as well. We want to help you save today. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our Father's Day sale. You can get an extra 15% off by using the code DAD. So go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, fill up your cart, get everything you need for Dad, enter in the promo code DAD when you check out. You get an extra 15% off everything. That is good until 11:59 tonight. Again, code DAD for an extra 15% off everything at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We already have some great deals over there. Make those deals even better today. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, we will have our next keyword in our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. We'll be giving away either $100 cold hard cash or a pair of Brewers Club level tickets. Tune in at 7 a.m. to find out what that keyword is, what that drawing is for this hour, and you have a chance to enter into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. So, yes, the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter continues this morning at 7 a.m. We will give you that next keyword, so be ready to text in. Speaking of texting in, if you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, feel free to text those in now. 608-355-9970. Emily and I will talk about those at 7:40 this morning. Here is DNA and Suzanne Vega on Max FM.
The man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman. Come in, she is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending.
thinking it was no one I had heard of. And I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me. And so I raise my head. Inside, does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. You know, figure we need to get our morning going with, you know, a little ELO. So, yes, don't break me down on Max FM. Seven Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:24 on Tuesday, June 10th. Little ELO to get your Tuesday morning going. I'm like, you know, we're going to play a little something fun. So I just randomly grabbed that out of the library this morning. Hope everyone enjoyed that and get you going this early on Tuesday morning. Taking a look in downtown Bear, a little bit of activity going on. Still pretty quiet outside the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. We'll have a full look at our weather forecast, but currently cloudy, a little bit of light wind out there. And yeah, even the street lights are still on one side of the street this morning and not seeing a lot of traffic yet. So yeah, I can give you the traffic report right now. Looking at Broadway, no delays this morning. Couldn't pass that up, you know. We'll get to see rush hour about 7 a.m. this morning as we see a little bit of extra traffic on Broadway. So thankfully, we don't have to deal with traffic jams in our wonderful city. I can definitely appreciate every morning when I come to work and not have to wait to get across the road. If I have to wait for more than one or two cars when I come in, you know it's a busy morning. And, you know, we are always in our cars. We know cell phones have made it so that no one remembers phone numbers anymore. And GPS has made it way too useless without maps. There's a new poll out on navigation skills, and only 16% of people say they're confident that they're excellent navigators without turn-by-turn GPS instructions. 37% of people say they'd be good. 27% say they're just fair at navigating on their own. 10% admit they're poor, and 7% know they're terrible without their GPS. GPS is most helpful when you're driving areas you're not familiar with, right? But even though 87% of people say they know their own community pretty well, 14% usually or always leave their GPS on anyways. So here are a few more statistics from our GPS poll today. 72% of people claim they're very good at reading physical or digital maps. 68% would say their sense of direction is very good. 63% say they can usually remember a new route after traveling it once. Again, we're talking about a GPS survey and using maps. 61% say they're very good at giving directions. 59% say they enjoy reading maps. Not sure why that's a question. 51% say they don't enjoy giving directions. 45% say they don't remember routes very well if riding as a passenger in a car. It's actually amazing how much of a difference it makes when you actually drive it, I guess. And 28% say they don't have a very good mental map of their environment. So let me know your thoughts on GPS. Do you leave it on in your car all the time? Is it something you cannot get around without using GPS? I mean, if I'm not familiar with the city, GPS is in order. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Because you get into an area you're not familiar with, that's very handy to go to the phone. You have your map right there and put in the directions and away you go. I mean, that's just, it seems natural to me. I remember when we actually used to have a GPS unit in the car on the dash. Then we got into the smartphones where we had the maps built in. One of our vehicles has navigation on it, but it's not real easy to use, whereas the phone is squawking at you when you're supposed to do something. Let's put it this way. I'm sure our car may do that as well. Haven't really dug into it. The map is up on the screen all the time because that's a default setting, and it's just how it rolls in that car. But our other three vehicles do not have GPS. Two of those vehicles, they're so old, that was way before GPS even existed in automobiles. And the one is definitely started out with a cassette player as the factory radio, if that tells you how old that car is. So, yeah, you know, and it's a lot easier than looking at a paper map in a car, because then you're unfolding the map in the car. Then you've got that in the way of the driver. They can't see around your paper map. And then, of course, we had the big Atlas book as well. We used to keep that in the back seat. We just reach around, grab that, and it was a pretty decent-sized book. The caveat with that, obviously, is they're not the most up-to-date. That's one nice thing about having the GPS on the phone, quite honestly. If there's a road closure, that information is typically in there. So that's the one part I really like about that. And then you can get an alternate route if that road is then indeed closed. So, yeah. Let me know your thoughts. Do you live by the GPS? Is it something that's absolutely necessary? You can text me and let me know your thoughts, 608-355-9970. Or you can always text in via the free Civic Media app, which you're going to want to have ready to go in 31 minutes. It is the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. At 7 a.m., we will have your next keyword. We're either giving away Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cold hard cash in our hourly giveaway. And you'll be entering into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. So again, that keyword right around 7 a.m. this morning. Coming up, we're going to have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Saturday's the day for Baraboo's Big Top Parade and Circus Celebration. A full fun day of events gets started with the Wild Rumpus Circus on the courthouse lawn in downtown Baraboo at 10 a.m. Four marching band will be performing at that same time. The parade steps off at 11 a.m. The Big Top Show will be at Circus World both at 1:15 and 3:30. Get the complete schedule of all of the fun events and all the details by visiting BigTopParade.com. Also on Saturday the 14th, it's the Merrimack Community Festival. Classic car show, bar trivia, kids games and activities, great live music all day long, plus local food and beverage vendors. We're also going to have a live ski show from the Mad City Ski Team. A complete schedule and all the details for it can be found on their Facebook page. Just search the Merrimack Festival on Facebook. And Thursday through Saturday, it's citywide garage sales for Portage. You can find a map and all the details by checking out the Chamber of Commerce website at portagewi.com. And a number of area businesses also have some great events all around Father's Day. Be sure to check out their individual websites and all the Chamber of Commerce websites for more details on it as well.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home, Wisconsin. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
The Packers move on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers minicamp is underway. After releasing Jaire Alexander, that leaves them with Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine at defensive back. Team president Mark Murphy asked how he feels about that.
I feel pretty good. I think Keyshawn Nixon, a great story. He's undrafted. He's an all-pro returner. And the reality is, for like the last 4 years, Jaire, it's about half of the games he's been able to play. So, we've been used to it.
Baseball. The Brewers play the Braves again tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing last night 7-1. Basketball. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night in Indianapolis. The Thunder beating the Pacers Sunday to tie the series at one game apiece. Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton asked about game 2 being more physical with fewer fouls called.
You know, the officials let us play a little bit more. So just got to do a better job. How to be better earlier in games.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the mid 80s. Scattered thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Reedsburg's hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be today. days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a pick? I like a sinking ache and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna grow. Cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
The Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With all our maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Stingham Tantric. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs. Gonna find the kind with tiny nubs, just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realize we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Till we say we're sorry. Bridge my stadium, home of the Robbie.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, phone.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. It is 6:41 on Tuesday morning. That was Prince. Let's Go Crazy. Yeah, Let's Go Crazy. That's my theme today. Let's take a look at our weather forecast today. Mostly sunny, a high of 76. Tonight, it will be mostly clear. We're looking at a low of 61 degrees. On Wednesday, a chance of sprinkles, mostly sunny, a high of 82. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are possible in the morning and continuing into the early afternoon. And it's going to be mostly cloudy, a high of 73. Friday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, a high of 71. Looking at Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a high of 73. Currently outside the Max FM studios, it is 53 degrees and a little bit cloudy out there. Real light wind this morning. Still not a ton of activity taking place in downtown Bear, but we know that will change very soon as we're looking out from the Weicker Great Day building, corner 3rd and Oak, where the Max FM studios are today. All right, don't forget to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. And today, again, you can save even more. 15% off everything in the store at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You get an extra 15% off everything. Just use the code DAD at checkout. DAD when you check out over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Fill up that cart. You already get great savings. You get even more savings today with the code DAD at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save even more today. Now, I came across an interesting story because normally I don't get to watch TV when I'm in the studio. Yes, I have a TV in here. No, I'm not watching TV while I'm working because I would get easily distracted by anyone that knows me. So, after more than two decades of broadcasting from the center of Times Square, Good Morning America is preparing to have a major move. The ABC Morning Show will soon relocate to a few miles south of the Walt Disney new headquarters in Hudson Square next week. On yesterday's morning broadcast, Good Morning America's team began by saying farewell to the studio they have called home since 1999 with a montage of moments from each of the co-anchors' first days anchoring in Times Square. Now, it's been our home. We're here all the time. I'm going to miss it so much, Laura Spencer said in the clip. I'm going to miss watching the night before cleanup in Times Square, George Stephanopoulos was joked. The move was first announced in October of last year. And so, yeah, they're moving into a building that'll be a shared space. It is going to be at Disney's New York City headquarters and is located on Hudson Square. It's a 22-story building, spans an entire city block, and includes TV studios, live audience space, wellness areas, and production offices. Good Morning America will be joining live with Kelly and Mark and a number of ESPN productions that are already taking place there. Now, the Good Morning America isn't the only national morning news show leaving Times Square this year. CBS Mornings announced recently that after 4 years, will be relocating to the CBS Broadcast Center in West Midtown Manhattan later this year. So, you know, I used to watch a lot of Good Morning America when I was home in the mornings, and it's going to be weird not seeing it happen from Times Square. I mean, I can't imagine going into work at Good Morning America and watching the, shall we say, like Stephanopoulos said, the cleanup in the morning, because they're getting there super early in the morning. I imagine they're getting there somewhere at 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe getting prepared and ready to go for GMA. And so they get to see all the after-night activity that's taking place in Times Square. So that has to be pretty interesting. I'm thinking the day of, like, New Year's Day would be interesting being broadcast from there, because by the time they would get into work, they would obviously be ready to do a show and then all the cleanup that's taking place from the New Year's Eve celebration. So, yeah, definitely very interesting, to say the least. That's been in the works for a little while. But moving is a good thing in a lot of cases, because you know what? You get to take advantage of being in a new space, get to rearrange things, make things a little bit more efficient. Obviously, we did that here at Max FM. We moved to downtown Baraboo, and we have our studio set up very efficiently now. Love the space and love the view. I mean, we're overlooking the corner of 3rd and Oak. I can see all the things happening here in downtown Baraboo, and it's just exciting to be back part of it. And also, it's going to make a nice Big Top Parade is this Saturday. We'll be broadcasting that live right from the Weikert Great Day Building and the Max FM studios. Starting around 10:15 will be the Parade Parade broadcast. We will be streaming that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, as well as on Antenna TV 43 and Spectrum Cable Channel 10. Our TV broadcast sponsors are Baraboo State Bank, Culver's, and Hills Wiring of Baraboo. So tune into that. Again, 10:15 on Saturday, the Big Top Parade is back. If you can't make it to downtown Baraboo, you can watch that anywhere on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We're looking forward to that. We're working on getting everything finalized, staged, set up, ready to go. Let me tell you, it's a production, but we're loving it. We are excited. We're going to have more interviews every day this week, 8:40. We're going to have something related to the Big Top Parade, and we're going to have Richie in this morning from Circus World. I'm sure it's going to be a blast. I mean, this guy is a funny guy, and it's just, we're looking forward to having him in. So we'll have Richie in today. We'll have Pete in tomorrow to talk about all the history of Circus World. And then we'll have another person in here on Friday from Circus World. We'll have Seth Taft from Downtown Baraboo Inc. to talk about things going on as well. So looking forward to everything circus this week. So again, 8:40 this morning and 8:40 every morning this week, we will be talking about the Big Top Parade and everything circus, and that happens at 8:40. Again, we're not doing the Circus Week live stuff this year. We're doing the stuff at 8:40. And, you know, this way you get to hear all the shenanigans. Yeah, we had a little bit of shenanigans in studio yesterday as well. So appreciate everyone that stopped by. It's nice to be back in studio. It's nice to have guests in studio. And then, you know, I had that moment of learning about something on my phone I didn't know about either. So that was priceless as well. So I'll just leave it at that. I'm a tech guy. And yeah, the whole AirDrop thing was not working yesterday. And the comment came out, here, you always should hand your phone to someone younger. They know how all this stuff works. And yeah, definitely the case. So I learned something about AirDrop yesterday that I didn't know. I'm not afraid to admit it. You know, learning things is a good thing. Coming up, we're going to have London Beat on Max FM.
Father's Day is almost here. Max FM has the perfect way to save on gifts dad will love. Today only, get an extra 15% off your entire order with promo code DAD at checkout. From restaurant deals to around at the shooting range, grab discounted gift certificates from local businesses. Perfect for summer fun and Father's Day surprises. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and treat dad and your wallet right with Max FM Big Deals.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Maximum hits.
Hey.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Own shadow.